kind of doing a piece on how many young guys are on this roster, especially now at the end of the year. Some guys have gotten dinged, put on IR. You've been a big part of this this rotation and getting everything, you know, coming into the team, making a spot, and staying after it. What is it like when you look around your office here, I guess you could say, and see how many young guys there are you know, fighting and staying onto the roster like you are? What's your approach with that?
I just try to approach every day the same. Make sure I'm consistent with everything I do. Make sure I come in with a good attitude. Try to absorb as much as I can, learn as much as I can from the old guys, and try to stick around as long as possible, make as many plays as I can. I try to capitalize on every opportunity they're giving me. I feel like I've done that, and you know, I feel like that's keeping me around, I guess. I'm just trying to get more into the rotation, you know, make more plays on special teams. I feel like I did a good job with that last game, and that's all I'm really trying to do, just make as many plays and capitalize on every opportunity.
And you said getting as much advice and that you can from the older guys. Mm-hmm. I assume they've been very helpful with that, because I think the DB group is pretty tight bunch.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yeah, we have a lot of vets in the DB room, so they've been pretty beneficial towards me to giving me advice and, you know, telling me how to approach the week, you know, what route concepts are coming up, and you know what to expect on special teams, and you know just how to take notes. And they've been very helpful throughout this year.
You've made it known just in comments you've had before. You can see it by your style of play. You're not afraid of anybody on the field, any matchup, whatever. You're going into a big one with New England this weekend, but that kind of mentality, is that what kind of helps keep a guy like you on the roster when you've busted your way into it and fought to get here?
I don't make any roster decisions around here. You might be better off asking somebody. But that's just my mentality and how I approach everything. I've never been afraid of competition. I went to University of Florida with some of the top corners in the country coming out of my class and competing my way into a starting role there. So I've never been afraid of competition. So coming here, that was something I think that was, you know, gave me an edge over maybe some other people that, you know, I embrace competition. I embrace, going against somebody that's really good. So maybe my competitive nature has helped me stay around.
And that competitive nature, is that applied in whatever it is you do in these last three games? Because basically at this point in the season with the record and everything, it's an audition process. It's film for everyone, mm-hmm. for whatever contractual status is for anybody, whether it's here or the other 31 teams.
Yeah, I'm just going to play hard regardless of what our situation is. I'm thankful to be in this position, to be on the NFL roster. So I approach every game the same, regardless of our record. People can see that by my play. I don't approach any game differently. If anything, it'd be sweeter to beat a team that has the playoff picture in mind. So I just go out there and play every game the same.
Cody, I really appreciate it.